Another rule about getting pain. Pain has to be what? To be personal. How do you know if you got personal pain?
If the prospect internalizes it versus externalizing, like the company, we need the computers because the company needs to be sharper in the 90s and the year 2000 versus I needed to make my job work right and get my promotion and get my goals and things like that.
Right. Everybody hear the difference? We need to do this because the company versus I need to do this because I. What would be an example of personal pain in your world? Well, with the people you're talking to, how do you know that you've got someone in pain for buying into what you do? What types of things they say to you?
I need to find a company that can underwrite the kind of business that I write. I need to find a company that will pay me competitively, that doesn't take, 4 months to get a policy issued.
Okay. And I'll play your role. Well, Walt, suppose you can't find somebody who does that for you. Why does that create a problem for... What's the follow-up word, guys?
You.
Why is that a problem for you? Not just in general, but why is that a problem? Well, Walt, tell me, why would that be a problem for you if you couldn't do that?
Well, if I can't get business underwritten, I go out and get these people to commit to buy, and then no money comes into the checkbook, and it takes 3-4 months, and I got bills due, and no money comes into the checkbook. That presents a problem paying my bills on time.
Yeah, but you got pretty good cash flow. I mean, 3 or 4 months isn't much of a problem.
3 or 4 months is a big problem.
For who?
For me.
You got to make the pain personal. You got to get the person saying, the problem is my problem. They have to take ownership of the problem. It's one of the key components of finding pain and making sure that you've got a decent prospect. All right? Let's talk about some different techniques or ideas about how to get to the pain. When Walt just gave me a problem, what did I do with it?
Kind of belittled it. That's no big deal.
Yeah. Okay.
Minimized it.
Yeah. That's called the takeaway technique. Okay? So write that down. It's called takeaway. And you don't literally take away the problem in all three instances, but there's three ways to take away the problem.
Minimize.
One way would be to minimize the problem. Another way would be to...
Neutralize
the problem. We globalize the problem, remember?
Everybody has that problem.
That's right. Now, what's going to happen if Walt really has a problem and you minimize the problem? Joe, what's he going to do?
He's going to come back at you and say, well, you got it wrong. This is a problem.
he's going to begin an argument, isn't he? He's going to say, well, maybe to you it's not much of a problem, but to me it's a
big
problem. All right. How do you neutralize the problem?
You neutralize it by just simply denying it and say, no, that's not the problem.
Yeah, it's very close to minimizing. Minimizing says, that doesn't sound like a big problem. That doesn't sound like much of a problem. That doesn't sound like a lot of money. That doesn't sound like a lot of losses. That retention doesn't sound real bad. I mean, 50%, that's not so bad. Okay, you shrink the problem. And if it's a real problem, Walt will take the problem back and blow it back up again to the size that creates a problem for him. If we neutralize the problem, just think about nuking it. You just blow it up. Walt, listen, don't get offended, but that doesn't sound like a problem. Brian, when you say that doesn't sound like a problem, what's he going to do?
You don't understand.
And that's the way they're going to react. You say, wait a sec. First of all, he's going to look at you cross-eyed and say, what's wrong with this idiot? I mean, I thought this guy was a professional. Of course it's a problem. And then Walt will begin to explain to you why it's a problem. When you globalize the problem, David, what's that sound like?
Everyone has that in the computer. In your industry, everyone has computer downtime.
Right.
Why would that be a problem for you specifically?
Everybody's got the problem. So you take it and you put it all over the globe. Walt, when David globalizes your problem, what's your response going to be?
Well, I don't care that everybody's got the problem. I'm concerned about how it impacts me.
That's right. I don't care about everybody else's problem. I'm just concerned about my problem and why it's important to me.